It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. When President Bush delivers a new Iraq strategy, there's one thing we will not know. It's what American intelligence analysts think. The president speaks tomorrow, but intelligence agencies do not give their latest view of Iraq until the end of the month. The timing of that national intelligence estimate is leading some to question whether it's being held back to avoid embarrassing the president. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The Iraq NIE will look at sectarian violence, the stability of Iraq's government, economic trends, and the state of the insurgency. It's been about 6 months in the making. Congress called for this NIE back in August. The original deadline was late December, but intelligence officials say it's running about a month late.
The national intelligence estimate on Iraq is well under development. It is still on track to be completed by late January of this year.
That's Chad Colton, spokesman for outgoing U.S. Intelligence Chief John Negroponte. Colton adds the NIE has taken half a year to produce because it's being held to the highest analytic standards and because it represents the best work of all 16 U.S. spy agencies, not because of political considerations.
So I think it's just silly to think that the timing of it would be at all related to any other events that are going on.
Intelligence experts consulted for this story confirm it's not unheard of for NIEs to be several months in the making. But Wayne White, a veteran of the NIE process, says it is unusual. White ran the State Department's Iraq intelligence team from 2003 to 2005.
Some NIEs were put on the boards and there was no urgency associated with the delivery of the NIE, and they could string out for as long as this one has. But on any topic that was extremely hot, that was very unusual, and so I think this is unusual.
Senator Ted Kennedy authored this summer's amendment calling for an updated NIE. He's a senior Democrat on the Armed Services Committee. Kennedy believes the intelligence community's leaders are, quote, dragging their feet on producing a new estimate. Specifically, he's furious that delivering the NIE at the end of this month means it will arrive after the president's speech.
For the intelligence community not to have that available to the president and not to have it available to the Congress when we are going to give a reaction to the president's proposal, I think is irresponsible.
Spokesmen for Negroponte point out the president gets a daily intelligence briefing. It's not as though he's operating in the dark regarding what his intelligence advisors think. The spokesmen also argue better to get the Iraq estimate right than to rush it, an argument that does not sway Senator Kennedy.
Of course, it's better to get it right, but the last one was in July of 2004. It is January 2007. We should have had a report in 2005. We should have had a report in 2006. We ought to have this in 2007.
Despite the intense amount of interest it's likely to generate, it's not clear whether any of the Iraq NIE will be made public. CIA veteran Paul Piller oversaw the last Iraq NIE in 2004. He says there are legitimate concerns about protecting sources and methods.
But in something like Iraq, where unfortunately the dynamics and the problems of the situation there are all too obvious, I don't see any major reason why the judgments of the community should not be made public.
And the judgments, the conclusion section of the new Iraq NIE, are likely to be bleak, according to several intelligence experts we spoke to. Here's retired State Department official Wayne White.
The context I have suggests that if it doesn't come up with a rather pessimistic prognosis, people are smoking something.
Paul Piller, the CIA's former Iraq analyst, puts it this way. Any objective analyst writing about Iraq is going to present a bad news picture, because that's the reality in Iraq. Piller adds, anything with a title like National Intelligence Estimate on a subject like Iraq will not be very welcome to the Bush administration, no matter when it comes out. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.